was Fanshawe from the album Dark Eyes. You're listening to CITR Radio, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I think it is time to kick into the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Lake Feel.
Picture up and care. close my eyes. Paris is calling and Beijing is falling. London slips away. Why you falling for these lies? Why you falling for these lies? New York is breaking and my heart is aching. Darkness fades to gray.
Don't worry, darling, we're gonna find a way to survive. We're gonna find a way to make it out of this town alive. We could live in the forest, learn to hunt and to forage. We could live so peacefully in a cabin up north where no one would ever hear.
If we can put out the fire, we can avert this disaster. Talk all night.
without consequence. Ba 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 ba. Feels wrong, like time. Ba 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 ba. Take a look at what you thought you wanted. Oh, do you see where you went wrong? Turn back the clock and do it over instead. Oh, deciding the time bomb. Pushing onward,
gentrified,
socialite,
suicide.
Ba 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 ba. Feels wrong, like a time. Ba ha ha. Ba 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 ba. Take a look at what you thought you wanted.
Lakefield live on CITR. Welcome. Do you guys want to introduce yourself to the people out there in Radioland?
Hey, I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Kate on keys.
Brian on guitar. Paul on drums.
And Kyle on the bass.
There we go. And we made it.
Lakefield, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ben.
You guys have a CD release show.
Yeah.
Coming up soon. So the CD is, that show is on May the 22nd.
You got it.
Which is a, what day of the week is it?
That's a Saturday.
That's one of the Saturdays, the regular days at the Biltmore for Glory Days with the Glory Days DJs, My Gay Husband, and Sincerely Hannah. It's going to be an awesome party.
Fantastic. So is the CD ready? Is it all printed out and you got it in your hands?
The CD is jetting across the country.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
On its way right now.
Are you like checking Canada Post tracking every single day?
Totally. It's actually probably more like on a, yeah, you know, it's some kind of like trucker stop right now or like some trucker motel, but yeah, we can't afford airmail.
Yeah. The guy's trading it for like a breakfast.
Basically, he's like, I don't got a dollar, but I got one of these boxes.
What is the name of the album?
It's called Sounds from the Tree Line.
Any reason for that name? Any good stories? No.
The band shakes their head.
And how many songs? Is it a full length?
Yeah, there's 11 songs. Yeah.
How long in the making?
A while. I guess a year. A year. Yeah. We recorded the first bit of it in a basement in Surrey a year ago. And
It's almost been a full calendar year. May 26, 2009 seems to stick in my head as the day we started this.
Right. Yeah. So who worked on it? Who did you? Just a basement in Surrey? All of them? Every song?
Just the bed tracks, and then the rest we recorded in various locations in Vancouver, vocals and that sort of thing. and got some trombone on there. Steve's closet.
Yeah, we can't take all the credit. I mean, you know, the basement in Surrey and, you know, the closet in you know, the closets downtown. That sounds awesome. The closets downtown. We can't take all the credit, though, because we did all the tracking ourselves, and then we got some help from some super awesome individuals. We took all of the tracks that we had recorded, all of the source material, and handed it to the magic Sean Cole at Fader Master.
Nice.
So he took all of our super, super rough stuff and totally brought his own thing.
Awesome.
It was fantastic. We gave him the mixes, and then we came back, and literally, musicians in the audience, tell me how you feel about this, literally wrote new harmonies. It's just like, I hear da-da-da-da, computer magic, wrote new harmonies. What do you think of this, guys? And they were awesome.
That's awesome. Well, this, and I'm going to get into the whole, you guys are on this album, it's Creative Commons.
The license we've, you know, so often you go and press a CD and then you're like, oh yeah, we got to put the copyright notice. But we're doing something a little bit different with this one. We're putting a near copy left license.
Right.
So the license we've released it under is called Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial.
So what does that really mean? Some people may know it from in terms of like computer software. That's why I know the term. So does it mean everybody owns it, or how does what does
So the two conditions of that license are, if you use this, if you take this and copy it and perform it or distribute it or put it on something else or use it in your own work, which is what we're hoping will happen, all you have to do is attribute it to Lakefield.
Right.
And the second thing you have to do is not make money from it.
Right.
Use it for non-commercial purposes.
And does it mean people, if they just want to download the songs, does it mean they don't have to pay? What does that mean?
You got it. This is what it means is that you know, if we're not interested in criminalizing anybody.
Okay.
We're not interested in saying, you know, you're breaking the law and our team of lawyers is going to come after you and we're going to hunt you down and confiscate your computer. You know, that's not what we're about. So one of the, you know, all the, you know, stuff aside, we just, that's the main crux of it. We don't want to criminalize that kind of use of our music. Mm-hmm. And we also want to encourage other artists to be able to legally take our music, use it in their video, television project, live performance project, you know, free of jail
charge. Free of jail time, yeah. Is there anybody else that's doing this a lot, or is it something that's catching on within the music world?
Yeah, there's a whole litany there's a bunch of really popular acts that have done it. I understand, you know, Moby made a foray into this a while ago. And then there's just a litany of indie acts and net labels that are sort of being the vanguard of this kind of thing.
Awesome. So the album, which is called, I forgot the name now already.
Sounds from the Tree Line.
Sounds from the Tree Line.
Alternatively, Sounds from Above the Tree Line.
And Songs from the Tree Line.
It's available at we'll be at the show, at the Biltmore, May 22nd. There's also something that you did, like a photo shoot called Camping with Bears.
Yeah, we had a photo shoot last weekend, and we had a makeup artist, Devin Bree Baker, who came by and did us all up as if we'd been lost in the woods for a week.
Yeah.
And we rented a grizzly bear costume, which Kyle wore.
Oh, nice. How much does that go for?
$100 for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Plus tax.
Plus
that's
tax.
Not bad.
I mean, I guess it's like $25 a day. It's not bad.
Yeah, for 4 or 5
If you make good
days.
Use of it, you know. We've made pretty good use of it.
Does it smell funny? Is it clean? How does Kyle...
Huh?
Does it smell nice? The bear?
I have a good sense of smell, but no one else complained about it, so...
Yeah, no, we all got to take a turn with the bear head.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty fun, and Marcus Erickson and Francis Chan shot the shoot, and we have yet to see the final product, but I'm pretty sure it's going to blow our minds.
What are you going to do with this shoot?
Just everywhere you go, you make a profile on CBC Radio, on Last FM, and they're always like, upload your photo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what photo? So we sort of decided to take an idea that we had floating around and just do it. Just do it. Just go and rent that bear costume and make it happen.
Right.
It was all about the bear costume.
That's awesome. No, it's going to be awesome. Looking forward to seeing it on your profile at some point.
So, yeah, everything is up behind the scenes. Photo shoot photos and things are all up on our website, lakefieldmusic.com. And there you can also stream the album, buy it if you wish, pre-order, I guess, because we will have copies of the CD release. And also we have a pay what you want download option as well.
Where would you download that?
All at lakefieldmusic.com. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, nice. A lot of technology in play, actually. Yeah. And talk to Steve about how to get your page rank high on Google. No, yeah. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. You guys, you guys played a show for CITR a while ago, and we talked a bit about that. We also talked about the name of the band. Have you have a good story for the name of the band yet? No?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a good story, but it's a story anyway. The name of the band actually came from this game.
Oh, I thought you were going to make up a new one, but this one is a good story.
Oh,
too,
okay. Do you want me to make up a new one?
No, that's all right.
came from a board game that some Calgary couples made, actually, called Bandthology.
Yeah.
And it's a music board game, which is a lot of fun to play, and you just basically there were a lot of cards with words. Yeah. And
sounds great. Yeah. I figure out where you can buy it now. You can't buy them at game stores, but you can buy them at
Long and McQuaid. Yeah. Anyway, the story's up on our website, if you feel so inclined to read
that. Because while I was talking to you, you were thinking you're going to, you know, say your name after, like, Lakefield.
Oh, yeah, Lakefield, Ontario.
High school or something. So get,
no,
or get, or get yourself, you know, on the Hall of Fame somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
We have more time for music.
Awesome.
We should probably get back to that. Lakefield, live on CITR. They have more songs to play.
Believe that it's ending.
Studio live on CITR. Thanks for coming out tonight. I hope you had a good time. The website is
lakefieldmusic.com.
Okay. Right, sounds good. And the big show coming up on 22nd at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Late show. Doors
Late
at 11.
Show. Doors at 11. All right. Anything else?
No, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thanks. For a repeat of this program, you can go to citr.ca and go to the podcast section of the website, and you can listen to this. Probably by tomorrow, it'll show up on the podcast. I'd like to thank Evan and Irene for everything, sound and support.
And yeah, thanks, guys.
Coming up next is Linus and Hypnotic Groove, I believe.
If you said I was, I'd take my time passing.